All right, right now on the outside, this just keeps sounding like a broken record. It's muggy. Seems like it's been the past 3 weeks or month or so. All right, 66 and muggy, cloudy out there. In the news this morning, several area counties in the region have received funding for election work. Most counties in Pennsylvania have. 700 nursing home workers went off the job last Friday, and there is information out there now concerning Penn State football and the home games, which begin Saturday. Whoopee! All that coming up at the bottom of the hour with news. We'll have sports. Football season now in full throttle. All we need is the NFL to start, and that will be on Thursday. And if you don't have Prime Video, you can't watch it. Like me. So, too bad. All that coming up here on WRTA Mornings. All right, welcome to... Yeah, that. WRTA Mornings.
Did you suddenly forget the name of the show?
It is, I'm forgetting everything. It is the day after yesterday.
Which most days are.
Time to hit the reset bell, because now Labor Day and summer are in the rear view mirror.
Not officially, but...
Yeah, they are. So now we can all look forward to school traffic every day. We can look forward to still muggy weather, I guess, going to continue. Halloween now will be first and foremost on everybody's mind. Pumpkin spice this, pumpkin spice that. Pumpkin spice.
By the way, later this morning, I will give you the pumpkin spice ingredients.
Oh, goody. Clove, it has to be.
Well, one of them.
Okay.
You were right about that. I was right about nutmeg. There are other items involved in pumpkin spice.
I guess the correct pronunciation is pumpkin.
Depends.
Yeah. Down here, it's pumpkin.
Sure, that isn't the Bulls Creek pronunciation.
Well, get your pumpkin seat. Get your pumpkin pie.
You got
going to smash pumpkins at Halloween?
Back in the day, when there was rear-wheel drive only, you had a pumpkin on the rear axle.
So, what do we got? We got forest fires.
Okay.
Massive heat wave in California. Just what they need, a heat wave with forest fires. Are you kidding? I mean, I'm not laughing at it. That's serious business. And here, on our side of the country, rain.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could, everybody put their fans outside and point them toward the west. Maybe we can clouds out to the west.
We'll just make the fires bigger. Everything to catch fire the whole way from inland California the whole way to the coast.
We can take our rain clouds and fan them across the country so they go out west and put out those fires, because they need the rain. We don't. We have more than enough.
Well, what are you trying to do? Create climate change.
Oh, you woke you. Yeah, for California, because they need rain. Why don't they go seed the... Why doesn't Nancy Lugosi take some of her millions and go seed the clouds and take AOL with her? Here, you put these in here, it'll rain. We'll park our electric plane on a cloud over here so we don't get in anybody's way. As you can tell,
you're all woke up. All,
yeah. I get,
aren't we all?
You know, this is like the day after New Year's for me. January 2nd is a complete bummer for me because the holidays are over. I love the holidays. I don't care what people say. I love the holidays. And then when January 2nd comes, you always get that first tax bill in the mail, or you get your income tax notice. You get that. And then you're reminded, then we get all the, Help is here for your income tax for the next 4 months. But January 2nd is the end of the holidays for me. And I just get blue because I don't like January 2nd because everything's not fun anymore with the holidays. You know, I like the colors and all the great food that comes with the holidays, and you get together with family and friends.
I've thought of a solution for you. Go to work at Disney World. There's all those colors there.
No.
A little too woke for you?
Yeah, if I'm not, if you're not a communist, you don't belong there. Isn't that the way it goes? 7-Eleven. So we've got all these weather problems. I guess the midsection of the country, the middle half of the country is, speaking of that, oh, did I hear something this morning? I cannot believe that Channel 10 is doing this. Did you see what their new programming is going to be starting next week?
No.
Well, they're moving Studio 814 to the mornings.
Ooh.
And guess what they're replacing it with in the afternoons?
Nick Cannon Show.
You're not even close.
I'm trying to think of something.
I'll give you one more guess.
Judge whoever.
Not even close. Take another guess. By the way, you can guess to what we're going to tell you in a second here, but go ahead.
I'm trying to think of other talk shows that may be in the wokey woke category. I don't know. We can hold that. We can wait for someone to call.
Oh, no.
That's a little tease.
No, this is too much. I can't hold this back.
You can't hold this back?
No.
Okay.
News.
Are you kidding me?
4 p.m.
You have to be kidding me.
So that'll be another hour of weather. I think Murgo's going to get his entire hour. I like Joe. Yeah, they're actually going to a 4 p.m. newscast. Now, I'm going to just assume that they're still going to end at 6:30.
Correct.
Where are they going to get 2.5 hours worth of news every day?
I don't know. Did our population in the area suddenly go up?
You know, Pittsburgh, Philly, New York, Chicago, all those bigger cities, they have at least an hour's worth of crime every day that they can put on. We don't.
And did TV10 hire a whole bunch of new reporters?
I have no idea.
Because you're going to need extra reporters to create the packages to fill a two-hour newscast.
2.5.
Well, I'm saying 6 is a normal newscast regardless. But, yeah,
I'm like, I thought, nah. Because I heard last week that 814 was moving to the mornings, and I thought, all right, that makes sense, because that's the kind of show for a morning. All right, it's a kind of a lifestyle thing. But then this morning I saw 4 o'clock news. Wow. I'm flabbergasted. I mean, we're just not that big of an area. We're not a major metropolitan area that gets news by default.
Yeah,
that gets, you know, stories by default.
I mean, we could maybe fill 2 hours if you only did it once a week.
Yeah,
that Friday. Might work. Yeah, Friday would be your two-hour news day. The other 4 days of the week, I don't, you know, do something else.
All I can say is good luck.
I don't know. It's
so are we going to see things
aren't there
now?
Some game shows they could strip into the 4 to 6 o'clock hour?
You would think.
Or 2 hours.
Rerun a soap opera or something.
Yeah. I dream of Jeannie. Go ahead and put that on.
You're fixated on her.
There's a half hour. Boom. You're all covered there.
So are we going to see now the same report 3 times at 4, 5, and 6?
Because
you're going to have people tuning in and out. I mean,
lead story is going to be the lead story. It's what you fill with afterward.
Wow. And, I mean, that's a huge undertaking.
And at that point, once again, the material is just not there.
No.
I have no idea. As I say, you'd have to hire a whole bunch. you'd have to hire at least two reporters, and their entire beat would be to create film material for your 2 hours leading up to 6 o'clock. That's the only way this works.
And that's every day.
The only other choice, well, now if they're going to be committed to news, then they can't do, you know, if they could pick somebody to do a local talk show, and I mean a local, not even what we do, a local talk show that would be similar to, you know, an opinion type show, where similar to what you see with the talking heads at night from 7 o'clock on the news channels. And, you know, have somebody do one of those from maybe 4 to 5, and then you wouldn't have to worry quite so much about hiring more people. But they're not going to hire more people, are they?
I don't know. I honestly, I'm just telling you what I saw this morning. And immediately what came to mind was, where's all this news going to come from?
I know. I don't know.
And again, I'm not.
It's not like you add water and there's news.
Quaker Instant News. Is that water? Again, that's their decision, but oh, wow. Yeah. I just don't know. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. I was just listening to you complain about WRTV 10.
Now, we're not complaining. We're explaining. I mean, they're putting themselves out there now.
But, well, here's one thing I'm going to. Two things I want to talk about. Don't they realize since the last census, 2010 census, this population's dropped almost 3,000 people. We went from almost 46,000 to 43,000 people. What do you think we're going to become a metropolitan area?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The bigger the metropolitan area is, the likely more news you're going to have. But I mean, they're really going to have to dig down now for these little burgs and boroughs to get to their governments to be getting news stories.
Or maybe their plan is to do a more State College centric, because State College being a somewhat bigger metro area now than what we are, is still, they look small when you drive into State College, but you take that metro area and it's pretty big. I don't know, maybe you could get 15 minutes of news a day out of there.
Then number two, I don't think the red wave's coming.
Why not?
In the election.
Why not?
Because I just think this Dobbs thing hurts. This is how I view things. When somebody says they're pro-life, but you get, I don't want to ever do abortion. I'm pro-life. That's what I find. But I don't think it should be outlawed for other women, so they're not truly pro-life. They say they will be. I just think this stuff with Trump going on down there in Washington, them investigating him, invading Margo Loga, or however you pronounce that down there, and stuff. I think they are playing the Republicans like a fiddle. I just don't think it's coming.
Well, you know what? Dave and I, or at least me, I can't speak for Dave, but I think we're in agreement. We've already conceded that Pennsylvania is going to be just whacked out as far as Fetterman and Shapiro go. That we've already called that, because look who's campaigning in Pennsylvania. It's Biden and Trump. It's not Mastriano, and it's not Oz, and it is Shapiro and Fetterman.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already conceded Pennsylvania.
Well, I listen to Ben Shapiro at night, and then I listen to a couple other guys like on podcasts, like Mark Levin.
Yeah.
He has a podcast, and they said it. Shapiro said this about 6 months ago. He said, you know, when you look like it was really going to be a big red tidal wave, he said he had a feeling somehow the Republicans will mess it up, and they picked bad candidates. I mean, Oz isn't a good candidate.
Wait. Oz was endorsed by President Trump. Was endorsed.
But you listen a lot of Pennsylvania. I don't know. Steve, I
agree with you. I don't think I was very enthusiastic when this campaign started, but now in Pennsylvania is one of the key estates out there for the Senate, because again, we don't have an incumbent running. That's what makes this seat so vitally important. We don't have an incumbent running, which would have been Pat Toomey, a Republican. He probably would have beaten Fetterman. But
yeah.
I'm afraid for Pennsylvania. I really am.
Well, we could be wrong, and it could be like 2016 when we all thought Hillary is going to run over Trump.
No.
And he ended up winning. But the thing is, I just think with the left, and I listen to, I forget what podcast, Laura Ingraham on another podcast, and she said something that I'm going to say. I'm all Trumped out. I like the guy's policies, but I wish the guy would step aside and endorse the guy from Florida if he's going to run. The guy is starting to bring down the Republican Party.
Well, you're right on that. No, I think you're right, and I'm tending to agree with you. I think Ron DeSantis would be a much more viable candidate, and if Donald Trump would get behind him, he could be an advisor. I know he had the top gig for 4 years, and it went to his head. All right, he's just obsessed with power. And now that he had it, he wants it back. And I'm afraid if he announces that could cost them the presidency.
Yeah, it will. And the Democrats are going to run Joe Biden again because the other candidates are all weak.
Well, he.
I don't know that.
Thanks, Steve. We're going to move along. Yeah. But thanks for the call. You gave us a lot of good fodder here.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Hey. I'm still on vacation, so have fun working. I got to go.
Rub it in.
I'm going to go for a 3-mile walk here this morning.
All right.
So try to get back in shape.
Be careful.
Right, guys, talk to you later, bud.
See you, Steve. 814-946-0435, the phone number to call if you'd like to be on the radio program or even come up with a solution for TV10 as to how they're going to, create.
Maybe they're going to go more national. I have no idea. But getting back to Steve's comments, I'm really starting to think about it too. That the guy is obsessed. I mean, let's face it. You can't help. He's out campaigning. He's campaigning in a midterm election. When have you ever seen a president or an ex-president campaigning for anybody but themselves? All right, now, but I think Ron DeSantis is a viable candidate. I think he would bring a lot of stability. He would have a lot of support.
Well, and here's the point about DeSantis. Obviously, some of the MSNBCs for sure, probably the CNNs, have already started. It's not at the tone that it is still for President Trump, but that tone is there. About how evil a person Ron DeSantis is. They've already started, so they've assumed that it's probably going to be DeSantis that's going to be running, and they've already started on the smear campaign.
Now, on the flip side, which Steve also brought up, I think the worst thing the Democrats, I can't even believe they're even fathoming running this guy again. Possibly tell me that these people are sane.
It all depends on if President Trump is running or if it's somebody else. And that's probably the linchpin for that because they believe every survey that is ever, every poll, they believe every poll that is ever done, and they've not learned anything from recent elections where the polls were totally wrong. So just get that through your heads, but, I don't think that it would be Joe Biden that would be running to be reelected as long as it's anybody other than Donald Trump.
If
it's Donald Trump and he's still alive or still capable, because I'm telling you, the job of President of the United States takes its toll.
Sure it does.
On everyone that takes the office.
But you know what? Now that you say that, think about Trump for a minute. Okay, he went through 4 years of like 24/7, 365 attacks. All right, and look at him. Did he age? I don't think he aged at all.
A bit. He did a bit.
But not, I'll tell you who really aged when he was in office was Bill Clinton.
Well, I thought Barack Obama really aged as well.
He did too.
Yeah.
But you're right. I wouldn't want, if I could run, if I could gain a few votes, I'd run. I don't have like $100 billion to spend on advertising.
Our new show, Delusions of Grandeur, will continue right after we bring you the AccuWeather.
I'm running for president. Pat Paulson's going to be my running mate.
cloudy and humid. A couple of showers today and a high of 77. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight. A few showers, areas of fog, low 62. Cloudy showers tomorrow and a high of 70. But we'll bring sunshine into your life because we'll be at Tom and Joe's. Times of clouds and sun Thursday, a couple of showers and a high of 76. It is 67. It is cloudy. You're listening to WRTA Mornings.
I can hardly believe it was in 2015 that Mary danced back into my office.
She opened my door and danced from the door to my front desk with this huge smile on her face.
I'm Dr. Sean Ritchie. Since then, I've had the opportunity to help thousands of patients who suffer from numbness, burning, stabbing, pins and needles pain that they get from peripheral neuropathy, and we're getting them back to enjoying life again.
Hey, I'm Wes.
Hey, I'm Marla.
I'm Rich.
Hi, I'm Laurie.
I'm Paul.
My balance is so much better, and I'm walking again.
I'm sleeping better, and I'm walking better.
I'm sleeping and feeling my feet again.
And I'm walking again.
Hey, I'm Mary, and I'm still dancing.
Peripheral neuropathy can rob you of what you love to do, whether it be running, shopping, walking, driving, biking, or yeah, even dancing.
I'm Dr. Sean Ritchie, and I've teamed up with Dr. TJ Clayton to help you get your ing back. Go to marydancedin.com to find out how, or call our Altoona location at 814-201-2228. That's 814-201-2228.
Here it is, the final homestand of the 2022 season. We've cooked the curve burgers, poured the drinks, and hit the baseball.
Hold up! The season's not over yet! We still have one more homestand to go! The Curve return home Tuesday, September 13th, and 2022 is going out like a center field home run. Wednesday, September 14th, is 80s night. Like, it's gonna be totally rad and some junk, so like, tease your hair and put on your neon. Thursday, September 14th, is the final Mountain City game thanks to Keller Engineers, and now you can bid on and win the jerseys the team has worn all season. Friday, September 16th, is the final t-shirt giveaway thanks to Gorilla House, Levin Furniture, and M&T Bank. Saturday, September 17th, is All-Star Classical Fireworks thanks to Sweat for Vets and First Energy. The last game of the season is Sunday, September 18th, and we have comedy contortionist Jonathan Burns here to send us out with some crazy entertainment. Get tickets by calling 877-99-CURVE online at altoonacurve.com or stopping by the P&G Field box office. The final homestand of the season is here. It's your last chance to go loco!
This week's Appalachian Running Company Youth Sports Star of the Week is 4-year-old Tayden Randall. Tayden plays soccer with his younger brother, Jackson. Tayden had a clear shot for the winning goal, but instead put Jackson in position to score, and he did. Very admirable for a 4-year-old. Nominate a Youth Sports Star of the Week right now at LeitnerCommunications.com or call 814-943-6112 weekdays 9 to 5. It's the Appalachian Running Company Youth Sports Star of the Week with special thanks to Shields Trophy, Union Avenue, Altoona. The WRTA sportsmen bring you local and regional sports action on WRTA and across the Leitner Communications stations. Please help us thank these outstanding community supporters. Culligan Water Systems of Altoona, Best Way Pizza of Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg, ARC Federal Credit Union, and Pacifico Bakery, Altoona. If your business would like to join this group supporting local and regional sports broadcasts, call us at 814-943-6112 or fill out the contact form at WRTA.com. The WRTA sportsmen.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Former Pirate pitcher Mike Bielecki talks about an off-the-field story in Philadelphia.
I was pitching for the Pirate, and we were in Philly. My whole family's from Baltimore, so we had a busload of my family came up, and I got them hotel rooms in the hotel we were staying in. And I didn't really know what was going on until I read the paper the next morning. And I don't even remember how I did in the game, but my family was sitting behind home plate, and they had the real Pirate hats on. Remember the old ones with the rings? And the Philly fanatic came up to my sister, and it was a Saturday, so the place was packed. And he takes my sister's hat off, and he throws it in the crowd. And I didn't see this happening. I'm reading the paper the next day because it was on the front page of the newspaper. And he goes to grab my brother's hat and throws it in the crowd, and they're never going to get the hats back. They're going to get trampled on by the Philly fans and all that. My older brother grabs the Philly fanatic hat, like he was going to rip his hat off and throw it, but it was sewn on. He ripped it, didn't rip it off, but he ripped it. So him and the Philly fanatic got in a brawl right behind home plate. And they're brawling in this facility, and I said, this is a $10,000 cost. And I think they invite, you know, a few I adult beverages that afternoon, and they took my brother and threw him down in the clink for fighting with the Philly Fanatic. And the Fanatic said he wasn't going to press charges. They didn't really know what was going on, but it now it's a funny story.
That's your two-minute timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
Here's to 75 years serving you.
I feel more informed when I listen.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Dave and I are rehashing the weekend, but I've got something here that is just completely funny.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about it. I've already brought it to Dave's attention. It's like,
it is amazing.
Some things just make absolutely no sense.
Well, you know, we started with woke. I guess that's woke or, you know, common core math and now woke math.
Oh.
That is being utilized by the Lipton company.
You're not going to believe this one. When I tell you,
it's just out there.
When we had Steve on the air, I bought something to drink this morning.
I saw you. It's so funny. Rich is staring at the label on his iced tea.
I'm looking at the nutrition facts label.
Hmm.
And yeah, Dave was talking. Steve was talking, and Dave was talking. And I'm looking. I'm like, what? So I'm going to tell you what the label says, but I'm going to tease you because it's going to come after the news.
Okay. Well, we have news, sports, and other things that we normally do, and we're going to do them again.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's no legal response yet from the Justice Department to a judge ordering the appointment of an independent special master to review the material taken from former President Trump's home by the FBI. She's also ordering the DOJ to stop using those records in its investigation. Kentucky House Republican James Comer on Fox.
Clearly, they took way too many documents. They've already admitted that there were, you know, a certain number of documents that may have been classified. What they took significantly outnumbered what they said was classified.
President Biden at a Labor Day rally in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, next to Pittsburgh, again attacks Trump as extreme.
You can't be a democracy when you support violence, when you don't like the outcome of election.
He held a rally in Milwaukee earlier in the day. Election day is in 9 weeks. Liz Truss takes over as the new British prime minister today, succeeding Boris Johnson. America's listening to Fox News.
Cloudy and 66, and it is still muggy. We just cannot get rid of the mugs. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 at 7:33. Several area counties in the region have received funding for election work. Report in the Altoona Mirror says Blair, Bedford, Center, Huntington, Clearfield, and Cambria counties will get money for the cost of county board election duties, including voter registration applications, polling place staff payment, security printing of ballots, and to pay for training costs for election officials. Blair County will get nearly $400,000. Cambria County gets $440,000. Huntington County, $144,000. And Center County gets $540,000. Money will come from the Election Integrity Grant Program and will go to 64 counties. Money amounts were determined based on the number of registered voters in each county. Some 700 nursing home workers went on strike Friday, news reports say. That after negotiations yielded no results on Friday, 14 nursing homes around the state were affected by the walkout of the nurses. They are fighting for improved working conditions, including staffing issues, bedside care, and other issues. The reports indicate that no new negotiating sessions are scheduled, but workers are hopeful that talks can resume in a timely manner. There were no nursing homes in our area that were on the list that had striking workers. City man has been arrested after he was caught hiding inside a woman's home. WTAJ reported police arrested 43-year-old Gene Gray on charges he was wanted on two felony bench warrants. Blair County Sheriff's deputies arrived at the woman's home on September 1st and asked the woman if Gray was in the home. They received permission to search, and she told deputies that he usually kept things in her basement, and they went down to the basement and found Gray hiding under a table. He is wanted for drug and weapons violations and for theft. He was taken into custody without incident, locked up in the Blair County Jail on $100,000 bond. Blair County Controller A.C. Stickle says he's not sure about a new jail for Blair County. Cost-wise, the Altoona Mirror reports, Stickle came out and said that while the idea of a new jail is practical, the cost may be the real issue. Stickle's remarks came after the commissioners agreed to accept a grant from the state of $184,000 to create a feasibility study to determine where a new prison would be built and how much it would cost the county to run and build. The study will identify just what kind of prison the county would build and, most importantly, where. Steckel said that he does see the need for a new jail and that the current facility has many deficiencies and something has to be done. Centre County man has been hit with more drug charges stemming from an investigation dating back 2 years. WJAC reported police have filed more charges against 46-year-old Larry David of State College for being the leader of a drug distribution ring. In 2021, David was charged with possessing some 1,400 baggies of heroin after he was stopped in his automobile. Now police say a co-conspirator of David's, Starla Kemp, told authorities she frequently went to New Jersey to bring back a wide variety of drugs for David to distribute. Kemp also told police she collected thousands of dollars in drug debts from people in both Harrisburg and Lewistown for David. He and nine other people have been hit with additional drug distribution charges. The drugs he is accused of distributing include meth, fentanyl, cocaine, and heroin. By the looks of the campaign stops in Pennsylvania, you would think this was a presidential race in 2022. Associated Press says both President Biden and former President Donald Trump were both in Pennsylvania within the last several days. Biden made several trips to PA last week, including another stop in Pittsburgh, touting the get out and vote message among unionized workers and to celebrate Labor Day. Former President Trump, meanwhile, campaigned Saturday night in Wilkes-Barre, Biden territory, stumping for both Mehmet Oz and Doug Mastriano. Pennsylvania is a key battleground state in the race for the Senate. And it's the first home game of the season this Saturday, and Penn State football kicks off with traffic pattern changes and all that good stuff. Altoona Mirror put out some game day information regarding parking policy and what you can take inside the stadium. Here we go. You're permitted to bring in a clear tote plastic bag that must be 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches or smaller. Bring your tape measure as well. You can also bring in a 4-inch by 6-inch by 1-inch small cloth or wristlet. I don't know what a cloth is. Maybe that's a typo on my part. The paper also outlined football traffic patterns, which go into effect 4 hours before kickoff, 3.5 hours prior to noon kickoffs. What's the difference? Anyway, all that info is in there. School is also advising you to save your electronic ticket on your Apple Wallet or Google Pay before you enter the stadium. Well, how else are you going to get in? Go PSUsports.com has all of this information. So if you couldn't follow along with what I read, but that 12 by 6 by 12 clear tote plastic bag. Wow. Micromanaging at its worst. Here's Dave with the sports.
Whole lot of measuring going on there. In sports, it's no longer a secret. I don't like the way this turned out. The Steelers have announced Mitch Trubisky will be the opening day starter. Well, that's all well and good. Now, Trubisky was signed in the offseason for $14 million, so you might expect they were going to use him as the starter. Despite all of the jockeying between Trubisky, Rudolph, and Pickett, Rudolph and Pickett are 2-3. How did Mason Rudolph, what was it in the three games that you played in the preseason that showed you that Mason Rudolph is your number two guy? That we'll talk about that later. That just perturbs me.
Rookie.
Puh, big deal.
Rookie.
Trevor Lawrence was the starting QB at Jacksonville immediately.
Well, he was the number one overall pick. He should have been.
Well, Pickett was what, the eighth pick or whatever? Whatever. He was in the first round. He was the only quarterback in the first round.
20.
So, Cleveland raided the Steelers' cut list and signed two now former Steelers. The Browns signed tight end Jesse James and offensive tackle Joe Haig yesterday. Both were on the Browns' practice field as they get ready to open the season against their former quarterback, Baker Mayfield, and Carolina on Sunday. 10 new head coaches in the NFL when the season kicks off Thursday. 5 of these new head coaches, first-timers. Pirates, Nelson Cruz hit the highest ever clocked exit velocity. That's all you need to know about them. The Altoona Curve begin their final road trip of the season tonight. They begin in Erie at 6:05 tonight, right here on the flagship station for Altoona Curve Baseball. That'll be Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. Altoona 6.5 back. both Erie and Bowie, with only 12 games remaining. Tick tock, tick tock. 7:41. And WRTA Mornings continues.
Today's real good news is from God's Word, the Bible, from a portion of Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Today's Real Good News is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church of Tyrone.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-291-7163. That's 800-291-7163. 800-291-7163. Call now.
The defending state champion Bishop Guilfoyle Marauders football team is ready for the 2022 season on 107.1 Jack FM and Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Balls on the ground, he was down. His knee was down, and the Marauders get a huge break at the three-yard line.
There you go, Rich.
Join Rich DeLeo and Tony Lepore for all the action at 6:45 for the pregame and 7 o'clock for the kickoff.
He's got room. Take it and run.
There it
25,
is.
30, 35, gets a block, 40, 45, out of bounds he goes at the 47-yard line.
Marauder football is brought to you in part by Craig Fencing, Best Way Pizza, ARC Federal Credit Union, Culligan Water of Altoona, Pacifico Bakery, Charlie's Tree Service, Holy Trinity Catholic School, Spherion Staffing, McMullen Furniture, People's One Healthcare, Friars Nook Gift Shop, McDonald's, First Stop Shop Discount Grocery, Allied Milk Producers, and Mike's Sports Shop, and We Got Skills. Join us this week on Friday when the BG Marauders travel to Somerset to take on the Eagles on 107.1 Jack FM.
A flood watch remains in effect through Tuesday morning. Mostly cloudy and humid today with a couple of showers and a high of 75. Very cloudy tonight with a little rain, areas of fog and a low of 62. Then Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a high of 72. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine Thursday, a couple of showers in the area, high on Thursday, 76. I'm AccuWeather's Holly Holdren on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
WRTA, Altoona, bringing back that good old feeling.
This reminds me of summer. It's gone. All right. Now, I don't know how many of you do this on a regular basis, but when you buy food, canned food, bottled drinks,
bag,
whatever,
yeah,
the nutrition facts are on everything. They have to be. That's by law. They're basically telling you what you're eating or drinking. Grams, total fat, carbs, sodium, sugar, all that good stuff.
And one of the most important ones to many people would be the calories.
Yeah. So, as Dave said during the first half hour of this program when Steve was on the air, I went this morning and I bought a couple of bottles of this Brisk Zero Sugar tea, which is really good. Okay. And for whatever reason, I just looked at the label.
Yeah. He just had the shocked look on his face, which I didn't know if he was going to spit the tea out or if
no. Well, anyway, now I have it in my hand. It's right here by the mic. See? You can't see it, but Dave can. Anyway, I'm looking at the nutrition facts. Now, with zero sugar means no calories.
Correct.
All right, that's the trend now. So I looked and I saw zero sugar and I thought, okay, give it a look-see. Now, it says here, nutrition facts, about 3 servings per container. It's 1 liter. I don't know how many ounces. It doesn't really say. But 3 servings, I figure 3 medium-sized glasses of this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's 3 servings, okay? Now, the calorie column says calories per serving. 0. So if I poured those 3 medium-sized glasses and drank them, there would be no calories, right?
Right.
Because it says 0.
0, yeah.
Now, in the column right beside that one, it says calories per container. And it says 10.
Woo-hoo! Woke math.
So my question is, I drink this whole bottle this morning, which I probably will. I'm going to get 10 calories. I'm going to ingest 10 calories if I drink this bottle as I have it right here in my hand. But if I go and pour 3 servings, there won't be any calories.
By the way, you're going to get about 11 plus ounces in a serving.
Okay.
Just so you know. 10 ounce glass, whatever. So you're going to have 3 of those.
Okay, so it says on here, oh, here's the ounce thing. 3 servings per container and serving size 12 ounces. So this is 36 ounces. Okay. But how do you get 0 calories per serving, but yet 10 calories per container? It's coming out of the same bottle.
Exposing it to the air is either one way that it gains calories. Or there's something leaching out of the plastic into your tea that puts calories in it.
But they get neutralized if you put them in a serving cup, a container. But if they stay in a bottle, you gain 10 calories somewhere. This doesn't make any sense. It's right there on the bottle. And everything else under it is 0. Now it says sodium per serving. 4%.
Mm.
Okay. Well, wait. So that's 3 servings, right?
Mm-hmm.
12%.
Mm-hmm.
In the next column, it says sodium per container, 11%. So you lose a percent somewhere. If I drank the 3 servings, I'd get 12% sodium, but if I drink it whole, I get 11%.
And this is why so many people, when these nutrition labels came out, it's just like they put numbers and names of things that are inside whatever the product is, and they just randomly, I think, pick. There's an AI with an algorithm that tells you how much is in all of these things.
I know we're coming up on Halloween, but you get calories if you drink it right out of the bottle, but if you drink it out of a glass, there aren't any calories.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a cousin that's a dietitian. I gotta ask him about this. This is just impossible.
It is. There's no math that works on that bottle of tea. So that's where we are with that.
See, that's why people don't read the label.
So now that you've had your class in woke math, here's some more wokery for you.
Go from 0 to 10 calories in 60 seconds.
You open the cap.
I guess.
That's it. You open the cap. There you go.
All right.
by the way, if you're in New York State now.
Uh-oh.
You can no longer refer to prisoners as inmates. Instead, you will call them incarcerated individuals. This, my friends, isn't just wokery gone crazy. Well, it is. But it is actually a law. Legislation was signed by the new Democrat governor, Kathy Hochul, and she argued that removing the term inmate will help reduce hurtful stigma against incarcerated people by correcting outdated terminology. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? An inmate's an inmate. Okay?
Last time I checked.
No. They're incarcerated individuals. I just don't know where this stuff comes from, but there you have it. Incarcerated individuals. Don't call them inmates anymore.
We might have an answer to my...
Oh, how zero converts to 10.
How's that get
zero to... times 3 equals 10.
And 4 times 3 equals 11.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Good morning. Hello?
Hi, you're on WRTA Mornings.
Yes.
Yeah, good morning.
I think I have an answer
okay.
for your dilemma there.
I'd like to hear this.
Okay. Well, it's pretty simple. You have to eat the bottle. If you eat the bottle, then you get that.
I didn't even think about that.
You know what? I'm kind of trying to cut down on my plastic.
Okay. Well,
maybe it's the cap.
I didn't think of that.
Maybe it's the cap. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's because when you expose it to air, it changes the chemical composition.
I guess. All right. I think our... Okay, thanks. So I have to eat the bottle to get the 10 calories, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that, so I'm home free.
Okay, good. Drink more. It is 7:53. AccuWeather says cloudy, humid. Couple of showers today, high of 77. Low calories, too. Considerable cloudiness, a few showers tonight.
Only if you drink it out of the bottle.
Areas of fog, low of 62. It'll be cloudy. There'll be showers tomorrow. We'll have a high of 70. And then times of clouds and sun. And something different, a couple of showers on Thursday. And a high of 76. Good heavens. It is 67. It is cloudy. You are listening to WRTA Mornings.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You want to be a showstopper like The Miz? You want to be awesome? Then you'll want to have a game plan. Whether you're a champion or a bettor, you got to be responsible. The DraftKings Sportsbook offers all the tools you need. You can set a realistic budget and bet within your means. You can set time, deposit, and wager limits so you can have a personal game plan for having fun while being responsible. I practice safe bets, and so should you. Visit DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming to learn about all these tools and more.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources.
Leitner Communications. Bank the Blue.
I'm Officer Ford at the Altoona Police Department. If you see a stopped school bus, just stop. Children getting on and off the school buses count on you to make the right decision. If you're convicted of violating the Pennsylvania school bus stopping law, you face a 60-day driver's license suspension, 5 points on your driving record, and a $250 fine. Learn more about school bus safety at PennDOT.gov/safety.
These sponsors are Banking the Blue, 3 Echo Emergency Solutions, and Bellmead Motors.
And now, Janine Pirro sounds off.
So in the raid on Mar-a-Lago, the case is still in the court in terms of the affidavit itself. And, of course, the government redacted pretty much all of the facts in the affidavit. And now they're in court in Florida litigating whether or not more information should be disclosed and whether or not a special master should be assigned.
More after this.
Times of transition, whether from a sad event or a joyful one, can leave us feeling adrift. Social connections are an important part of a healthy life. Being isolated and lonely can be harmful to your health. It can lead to high blood pressure, a greater risk of heart disease, and early onset dementia. So it's important to build and maintain connections to people, not just in your family, but others whose relationships bring meaning to your life. Trying a new hobby, volunteering, exercising, even using your phone or other device to stay in touch with others. All these can be great ways to keep up your social connections and your physical and mental well-being. Visit connecttoeffect.org to see if you're at risk of social isolation and find ways to get connected. This message is brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
And now, Janine Pirro sounds off.
My favorite part about the government's argument is they say, look, Donald Trump has no standing here. And that means no standing. He can't even bring a lawsuit to stop us from going into his house. It's like a shell game. They'll say anything to get out of the fact that the president does, unfortunately, have constitutional rights. They don't want to admit it, but he does.
Keep listening for more entertaining and informative opinions from Judge Janine Pirro. Serving Altoona and Blair County for 75 years. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Yay! I state your name. I state your name. Do hereby pledge allegiance and fraternity for all. Your Delta Tau Chi name is Flounder. Why?
Why not?
Every time I hear this song, go right back to the basement of the Delta House. It was on over the weekend, by the way, just when college was starting. Imagine that. I think every college campus in the country runs that movie, and I'm sure the people that are in charge go, why are they showing this movie? Why give them any ideas? And that was back in 1962, when the movie was set. Anyway, it's 2 minutes before the hour, as Dave alluded to earlier. Tomorrow morning, and boy, this week is just way out of whack. I come in here Saturday to get my roster ready for Saturday night, and I figured I might as well get a head start on news, see what I can come up with. And I'm all proud of myself. I got like three or four in the hopper, and I thought, yeah, I'll just get in there, type three, and head over to Tom and Joe's. And I thought, we're not there till Wednesday. We had yesterday off. Today's like the missing tooth, and then we're at Tom and Joe's tomorrow.
See, you've already adopted the TV 10 way of thinking. You're already starting to bag stories.
The middle half of next week.
So that you can fill 2 hours every day.
Oh, I'm telling you, I don't know how they're going to pull that off.
I don't know.
I really don't.
They may have to bring in some incarcerated individuals.
Oh, yeah.
On a work release program.
Oh, my. Good luck. Hey, more power to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not easy to fill 2 hours with just news.
Wait till we get the memo.
That's not what I signed up
for. No, me neither. I think we have a guest coming in.
I don't know.
I think we do.
I didn't even know anything was going on.
I think we do. So why don't you come back and maybe I'll get the other bottle of iced tea and see if it's any different.
Celebrating 75 years of serving Blair County. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Lawyers for former President Trump and the Justice Department are facing a Friday deadline to submit a list of candidates, one of whom will be chosen to serve as a special master to review documents seized by the FBI in the Mar-a-Lago raid. A federal judge approving the Trump team's request for that neutral third party to go over the materials.
The judge ruled that the government is temporarily enjoined from further review and use of any of the materials seized in the raid at the former president's home at Mar-a-Lago. The ruling continued that the DOJ must wait for the special master to review the seized property, manage assertions of privilege, and make recommendations thereon, and evaluate claims for return of property.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says the Justice Department could appeal the judge's ruling. It is an interesting political strategy, President Biden alienating a big chunk of the electorate by attacking former President Trump's supporters, labeling the MAGA movement extremist and a danger to democracy. The AFT claiming credit for President Biden's student loan bailout scheme.
The American Federation of Teachers Union is taking credit for the Biden student loan forgiveness program. In a Labor Day message, American Federation of Teachers Union President Randy Weingarten said the union's lobbying, which also pushed keeping schools closed during the coronavirus outbreak, was responsible for the giveaway. The union also played a key role in the Biden for President campaign. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Incoming British Prime Minister Liz Truss has arrived for her meeting with Queen Elizabeth. The monarch will appoint Truss to succeed Boris Johnson as PM. Earlier, Johnson met with the Queen, formally tendering his resignation. Wall Street, Dow futures up 160 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 44. More on these stories, townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/.
This is a Radio PA News Update. President Joe Biden spent part of his Labor Day holiday in Western PA visiting a steel plant in the borough of West Mifflin near Pittsburgh. Biden touched on the successes of the American Rescue Plan and the infrastructure bill, but also took time to praise America's highly skilled workforce.
To join a lot of the trade unions, you have to have 4, 5, 6 years of training. It's like going to college. You get paid while you're there, but not very much. But it's you're the best in the world. And it makes a hell of a lot of sense for America to spend and companies spend a little more money to have something going to last a whole hell of a lot longer than it is to do something on the cheap.
It was Biden's third trip to Pennsylvania in less than a week. A central PA man charged in the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol wants to have three charges against him dismissed. 28-year-old Brian Gunderson of Lock Haven, Clinton County, is accused of illegally entering the Capitol and assaulting a police officer. He claims the Electoral College vote taking place at the time of the riot was a ceremonial and not an official proceeding, so he alleges he cannot be charged on that count. A new school year is underway, and AAA Mid-Atlantic spokesperson Jana Tidwell says it's important for motorists to exercise caution, especially around school buses.
It is the law in Pennsylvania that motorists must stop at least 10 feet away from school buses that have their red lights flashing and the stop arm extended. Motorists must also stop when they are behind a school bus, meeting the bus, or approaching an intersection where there is a bus stopped.
And Governor Tom Wolf has announced the availability of more than $4 million to statewide organizations that are in danger of becoming the target of hate crimes. The grants are part of the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency's nonprofit security grant program. Many organizations say they'll use the funds to update their security systems. I'm David Payne, and you're up to date from Radio PA.
It's back. WRTA's Dial-In Deal, every Friday afternoon from 3 to 4. This is Doug Herendeen. Call in to sell, buy, trade, or list what you'd like to buy. Call in during the show or email items in advance. Pictures help. Doug@LightnerRadio.com. Dial-In Deal, Friday afternoons 3 to 4 on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA, WRTA.com.
Hey,
A flood watch remains in effect through Tuesday morning. Mostly cloudy and humid today with a couple of showers and a high of 75. Very cloudy tonight with a little rain, areas of fog and a low of 62. Then Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a high of 72. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine Thursday, a couple of showers in the area, high on Thursday, 76. I'm AccuWeather's Holly Holdren on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Right now on the outside, muggy, cloudy, 67. In the news, a city man arrested after he was found hiding in a basement. Center County man has been hit with additional drug charges for being an alleged drug trafficker. And the Blair County Controller says, new prison? We're going to have to look at this a little bit closer. All that coming up at 8:30. Steelers.
Wait. Will they have incarcerated individuals at
yes,
that place?
They will.
Just thought I'd check. Thought I'd check.
More woke. The Steelers have named a starter.
Boo.
Dave can't believe the order, the pecking order, yeah, in which it will be the depth chart. The Curve going to start the down the stretch, probably out of it. They've got 6.5 games to make up and only 12 to play. That makes the magic number 6 for them to be eliminated. Don't see it happening. I hope, but all that. All that coming up at the bottom of the hour on WRTA Morning. All right, well, you know, as I look at my bumper for the next go-around, I see one up here for Albert Hammond, and boy, was he right with his one and only hit.
Never Rains.
Never Rains in Southern California, where they really need it now. Sorry, we got it all.
By the way, I'm watching the Dodgers-Giants a little bit last night, and they're trying to figure out why the home runs are just flying out of Chavez Ravine. And it's like, must be the heat.
Really? Well, yeah, they're dealing with forest fires and a heat wave. Oh,
and home runs.
And home runs. 808, we have a phone call.
Which isn't good for your ERA.
And no, let's get this phone call on here. Good morning.
Boy, am I late.
Oh, my goodness, Joe Hurd.
Joe Hurd.
Forgot all about you.
Joe Hurd's really late.
Wow.
Yeah.
Better late, Joe, than not at all.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Wow.
Wow, yeah, well, boy, you see, you miss a Monday, and look what happens.
Yeah, it just got by me. I can't believe it.
Well, wow, now we're really caught off guard.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Here we go. Well, Joe Hurd is here. It's the day after Labor Day, and Joe, as I said the last hour when you obviously weren't listening, that we all got to flip the reset button now, because now we're all headed for the final third of 2022, and we think of fall, and we think of Halloween and Thanksgiving and the holidays and all that good stuff happens when the day after Labor Day hits, does it not?
Oh my goodness, evidently it you know, the advanced stages of dementia also hit, so.
Thanks for cluing us in.
No, you were just in a time warp.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I am. I am just completely shocked that I've hit a level of incompetence that I never expected.
Well, yeah. You know, it's a good thing we have 2 hours to the show.
Yeah, thank you know goodness for that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you're here, and that's the important thing, and so we can talk about things, all things Chamber of Commerce. So. What do you got for us?
Oh, I don't even know, to tell you the truth.
Well, let's go here. Let's go here since it's real close. Home run for safety.
Yeah, that's a great place to start. It's coming up tomorrow at PNG Field, and it's been this event is one that we've done every year simply because it seems so popular with people who really their livelihood is really tied to their ability to keep their employees safe and to keep people from the local area safe. There's so many things that take place there that safety people just kind of gravitate to, and it's been one that people, just the general public, has come out and taken part in just simply because it's got such a huge upside to it.
One of the things about safety, too, is like in our industry, we talk for a living, so you'd think the big safety thing that we'd have to be concerned about is our throats, since we need them to talk. But no. You see, there are things we do where we carry large amounts of equipment around from time to time, and that's something that's about lifting, making sure you're in a stable position. Sometimes Rich and I are crawling up ladders to get the press boxes and whatever else have you. So even if your business on a day-to-day basis may not have those kinds of things going on, that you're, you know, safety about how you move around the business isn't a daily concern, it should still be a concern.
Yeah, that's a really good point to make. And today, as you know, with so many compliance requirements that that businesses are required to take part in,
right,
and to keep apprised of. I know that OSHA is that's a bad word to, or a bad acronym to, a lot of people in business, simply because you're held to a standard, and in many cases as well you should be, but there are so many things that change from year to year, compliance-wise, from a safety standpoint, that you can bankrupt your business by having something happen that is due to your negligence of some kind. So, but safety is something that businesses are prioritizing more and more. Because they have to,
Sure.
For one thing, but also because there are so many other things that can go wrong, and there's so many, as you mentioned, things that can happen with employees when things are not taken care of, at the very beginning.
See, Joe, now in here, where we are, there aren't a whole lot of obstacles for us to go around. There's a big pole out front that if you really walk into it, you really got some problems, because it's right in the middle of the floor, and it's the only thing out there that, unless you bump your knee on a desk or you get a paper cut here. But, you know, as Dave said, it's our throats that we have to worry about. But everybody has to have an escape plan, and that's part of safety, too. You always have to have an escape plan, and you know, sometimes, you know, you have to go over these things, what, on a quarterly basis, maybe, you know, just to, you know, keep them updated?
Yeah, you really do. And this kind of last Thursday night, we have a roundtable group that deals with data security.
Mm-hmm.
And that, if you want to talk about an issue that has been raised in prominence, you know, considerably over the past several years, that is, businesses right now are constantly being, under siege almost from people who are trying to steal the data from those businesses. So,
was the Altoona School District in attendance for that?
No, not for that particular one.
It would have helped them.
It didn't help me.
Yeah. Well, but I'll tell you what. It's one that that particular issue is one that, unfortunately, and small, we see with this with small businesses a lot. It's too many small businesses are kind of putting their head in the sand where issues of safety and data security are concerned, and just hoping, hey, I hope it never happens to us.
Right.
And we can't really, because of our own situations, we can't afford to take the measures that are often necessary to keep ourselves, you know, safe and in compliance. And it's just another thing that businesses have to deal with that a lot of people don't take into consideration when they see, you know, how some of these businesses, small businesses in particular, struggle just to meet things.
That dovetails nicely into the Breakfast Club, which is also coming up. Are you just going to camp out at Lakemont then? Because 7:45 on Thursday, you're going to be there for the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I can stay there all week if I need to.
Sleep on the Skyliner.
Yeah, I'm not sure how comfortable that would be. But yeah, we have a speaker from the FBI coming to talk about data security.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, that's not a topic, a Breakfast Club topic, ordinarily for us, because we generally have, people come to speak that are elected officials and
right. Talk about local things.
Right, but this is one that we needed to, we really need to spend as much time and effort as possible educating businesses on what they need to do to keep away from data breaches and all of the things that, you can be in business one day and out of business the next simply because of something that, the people are very resourceful in trying to figure out ways to make money by stealing data and doing those type of underhanded things.
Or holding a business hostage by using ransomware. Because if you have any kind of a network in your business, if ransomware gets on it, then they're going to be able to shut you down. The only way they'll turn you back, or the quickest solution, is to send them the money that they want, because they have essentially taken your network and your computer systems at your business hostage.
Right. Absolutely. And it's happening thousands of times every day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a shame that people who are intelligent and creative and, it's too bad that they use.
Yeah, they don't apply it.
Qualities.
Apply it to something good. They apply it to something that's.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's kind of evil that you're going around and being able to shut down a business because you've infiltrated their system, and you can say, hey, you send us, 50, 100,000, then, hey, we'll turn you back on.
Yeah, and from information that we have, 50 and 100,000 is, it'll almost be preferable.
To what they want, yeah.
Yeah, because there are businesses that are losing millions as a result of having to find ways to get their data returned to them.
Well, hopefully your speaker on Thursday will be able to provide some good information. And basically, businesses have to take these steps now because, couple that with the labor shortage and rising prices and inflation, it seems like small business has really the weight of the world on its shoulders right now.
Yeah, the small business is under siege from so many different directions. So it's a very scary thing.
It is.
Yeah. So this was a happy topic this morning.
Yeah, right? I'm sure. So yeah, so now we can now our thoughts will turn to everything pumpkin spice now.
Yeah. yeah. We can do that and Steeler football is, ready to start.
Yeah, boy, that's exciting. Yeah.
I know that means nothing to you, Rich.
No, it doesn't. No. And, well, it's good. I will be interested because it is post-Ben, and we'll see how this team flourishes or languishes now with Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes change is good, as we know.
Yeah, and what it won't be the same when Sidney Crosby goes, though, will it?
No, no. He's probably got, what, 10 or 15 good years left.
I would say probably 5, 6. Maybe. He's got 3 on his contract, but I'm sure he'll go well after that.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, I'm glad you remembered today because, oh, you know, this is one of those weeks where, you know, it's a 4-day work week, number one, and everybody's garbage collection gets pushed back a day. And you forgot to call us in the 7 o'clock hour, but you did remember in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And we will tell you that you'll be back on your regular Monday beat 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, that'll be nice. And Rich, I have to also thank you for the reminder about my garbage. It's got to go out.
Now mine won't go out till Thursday, so and I'll probably forget it then. So.
Yeah, I don't want the garbage hanging around for a week.
No, but I'm sure, Joe, as the fall ramps up, there are going to be a lot of activities out there. You know, we've got a lot of fun activities, a lot of spooky things for Halloween, and then we turn to the holidays, and that's when we really got to talk about small business, helping them, you know, getting shopping local for the holidays, even though it's a few months away.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Joe.
Okay. Well, hey, guys, thanks. I appreciate your accommodation for somebody who's whose brain waves are,
It's okay.
Well, they're not all gone because you did call.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know how I did that. I phone was in my hand all of a sudden.
So, would you have cornflakes for breakfast or what?
Yeah, yeah, how did you know that?
They
am
triggered
a data breach or what?
Yeah. All right, Joe Hurt, Executive Director of the Blair County Chamber of Commerce. He'll be back on his regular Monday beat in a couple of weeks. But seriously, Joe, I'm glad you did remember, and we fulfilled our obligation.
Yeah, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. 814-946-0435 is the number to call. And you brought up pumpkin spice. So
yeah,
here's what's included in pumpkin spice. According to the website allrecipes.com, pumpkin spice is an aromatic blend of cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and ginger, and sometimes allspice is included. So there's your pumpkin spice.
What's allspice?
Oh, you've never heard of allspice?
No.
Yeah, you can buy that.
Right next to Old Spice.
No. No, I use
Old Spice.
Old Spice.
Yeah, whatever I said. Yeah.
I don't use allspice.
Oh, all right. So,
although that would be an interesting underarm deodorant.
So is there pumpkin in the pumpkin spice?
No.
They didn't list pumpkin.
No, it's not in there.
Okay.
It's not in there.
So it's just spice.
Yep, it's the spices that are...
So,
and by the way, now I am ruined for the remainder of my life. Every time I drive up to anything that has pumpkin spice on their marquee that is some sort of a restaurant, I just automatically default to Rich now. That's all I think about. This has to make Rich really happy.
Wait till, well, again, I like the pumpkin part. I'm not so much, I like cinnamon, love cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
But the other, the clove and the, what was the other one?
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg. Oh. I'm just not into that. So, but I'm waiting for the pumpkin spice ice cream. Or milk. I'm surprised no one's come out with those yet.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and ginger. Ginger's
See, I like
good.
Ginger, too.
Yes. Yes, good old ginger ale.
Ginger
in the
ale, yep.
It's a great way to start your day.
Zero sugar that gets you 10 calories if you drink it out of the bottle. I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm just at a loss for words.
Yeah, well, hey.
That's not good for a radio guy.
That's new math. That is the common core math. It took it a few years to get into the mainstream, but now you see it.
And you know what? There is somebody out there that'll try and explain it. There is no explanation.
No, I mean, you're probably using calories just by your body has to do something.
Yeah.
So you're using calories that aren't even there. theoretically, but somehow there are 10.
Somehow they appear, unless you pour it in a glass.
Okay. AccuWeather says, no pumpkin spice, no calories.
No calories.
Mostly cloudy, humid, a couple of showers today, 77. Considerable clouds tonight and a few showers. Areas of fog, too. Low of 62, cloudy, showers tomorrow, high of 70. Stop it. No, it won't. Thursday, times of sun and clouds, showers, and a high of 76. It is 67. It is cloudy. And you are listening to WRTA Mornings.
Carjackings, murder, armed robbery. Violent crime is spiking. And John Fetterman said the most critical thing he could do is to let convicted criminals out of jail. As chairman of the Board of Pardons, Fetterman led the charge to put more felons back on our streets. Just listen to Fetterman.
I have made getting them out of prison like the most, you know, critical thing I'll ever do. And there isn't anything that I won't do within the limits of the law in my office to make sure that they are free.
Far left John Fetterman bragged that getting convicted criminals out of prison is the most critical thing he'll ever do. Fetterman's also trying to end life sentences for felony murder. He's working to let the worst violent thugs out of prison. Far left Fetterman is dangerously liberal on crime and too far left for Pennsylvania. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
What you don't know about your home can cost you. Access to in-depth data is gold when buying or selling your home. With Ownly.com, you get the information the pros use. Real estate investors and agents would rather keep this to themselves. Unlike other real estate websites, Ownly.com delivers much more detailed information about a property. Knowledge is power. Need a home valuation? Get up to 3 with Ownly.com. Go for the gold. Visit Ownly.com. That's Ownerly.com. Ownerly.com.
Paid for by Ownerly.
Do you love high school football?
Into the corner of the end zone! Touchdown!
Well, if you do, you need the Leitner Communications High School Football Guide. It's packed with information about area teams, including schedules and season outlooks.
Ooh, yeah!
Pick up a copy at one of our sponsor locations. And a special thanks to our sponsors for bringing you the first annual Leitner Communications Football Guide.
J&P Auto, Urban's on Main, Pacifico Bakery, Davison Snacks, Mike's Sports Shop, and We Got Skills in CBD, Bedford Regional Urology, JP Mortgage, Phoenix Domus Addiction Treatment Center, and Calvary Cemetery.
The Leitner Communications Football Guide also has schedules for your favorite college teams as well as pro football teams. Get your copy of the first annual Leitner Communications High School Football Guide today and listen to the stations of Leitner Communications for high school football action all season long.
Football.
Altoona's information station for 75 years. Talk radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
You see where I'm going with these bumpers today. I am mourning because summer is unofficially behind us.
So this is your summer soiree.
My summer solstice, yeah. I'm just not the fall, because fall turns into winter. I'm sorry. You know, it's, yeah, exactly.
It's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, people keep telling me that. Look where you live.
Yeah.
I know where I live. It doesn't mean I have to like it. I don't winter.
It's still the United States of America.
You know, well, yeah.
You can move.
But you know what? I really don't have the funds to move to Florida every 6 months.
No. Move.
You mean permanently?
Yeah.
No. I don't want to be in... See, I don't want to be in Florida in the summer. That's what everybody tells me. From April to the end of August, you don't want to be in Florida. I mean, it's been ridiculously muggy hot up here.
So you're saying this is a conundrum?
Yes. Now, if I were to go to Hawaii, you'd never see me again. Because that is 85, but with trade winds all day long. Mm-hmm. Ocean breeze all day long. It doesn't get humid. You get ocean trade wind breezes all day long.
McGarrett and Dano.
They're on every Friday. Every Friday afternoon, they're on. I'm there. Five episodes every Friday. Book 'em, Dano. Murder one. Two counts. Love it. Love the way the program ends. And he still hasn't caught Woe Fat.
Yeah, that was maybe the one mistake they made with the new 5-0. He actually caught Woe Fat in the new 5-0.
And Woe Fat was always within reach in the original 5-0, but
yep.
he always managed just to get out underneath the wire.
You know, there was a similar character on the old program Wild Wild West.
Oh, yeah, the sinister doctor.
Yes, Dr. Megalito Loveless. The height-impaired person who just caused James West an inordinate amount of trouble.
Yep, and they did a real good remake of them. I thought the movie they remade was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't think you're allowed to watch anymore because Will Smith is on it. I don't know. I don't look to be able to see Men in Black, the Wild Wild West movie, anything that Will Smith was in.
Why, because of the slap?
Yep. I don't think that you'll be able to watch any of that for a long time.
Hopefully, oh, boy.
Hopefully you have it in your collection.
I can't.
Because they will not show that on television ever again.
Ever again.
Will Smith is done. You're dead to me. It's 8:32. It is time for news, sports, and other stuff. Here we go.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A body's been found in the search for a missing kindergarten teacher in Memphis, Tennessee, in a wooded area near the kidnapping suspect's home. Eliza Fletcher was reported missing Friday when she didn't return from an early morning run.
Police have not confirmed the identity or cause of death, as the accused kidnapper, Cleitha Abiston, is set to face his first hearing later this morning. The convicted felon is now facing additional charges for identity theft after reportedly stealing a woman's Cash App and gas cards just a day before Fletcher went missing.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. At least two people are dead, another badly burned in a fast-moving wildfire in Southern California.
This fire continues to grow 700 acres so far with very little containment. It began as a small brush fire but quickly spread, at least half a dozen homes completely destroyed.
Fox 11 LA's Gina Silva in Hemet, California. About 5,000 homes are evacuated. The fire started yesterday afternoon. America's listening to Fox News.
Cloudy, muggy, 67 in Altoona. News time, 8:33. Talk radio, 98.5 and 1240. Center County man has been hit with more drug charges stemming from an investigation dating back 2 years. WJAC reports police have filed more charges against 46-year-old Larry David of State College for being the leader of a drug distribution ring. In 2021, David was charged with possessing some 1,400 baggies of heroin in his car after he was stopped. Now police say a co-conspirator of David, Starla Kemp, told authorities she frequently went to New Jersey to bring back a wide variety of drugs for David to distribute. Kemp also told police she collected thousands of dollars in drug debts from people in Harrisburg and Lewistown. David and nine others have been hit with additional drug distribution charges, including meth, fentanyl, cocaine, and heroin. A city man has been arrested after he was caught hiding inside a woman's basement. WTAJ reports police arrested Gene Gray on charges he was wanted on two felony bench warrants. Blair County Sheriff's deputies arrived at the woman's home on September 1st and asked the woman if Gray was at the home. They received permission to search, and she told deputies that he kept things in her basement. They went downstairs and found Gray hiding underneath the table. He is wanted for drug and weapons violations and for theft. Gray was taken into custody without incident and locked up on $100,000 bond. Blair County Controller A.C. Stickle says he's not sure about a new jail for the county just yet. Altoona Mirror reports Stickle came out and said while the idea of a new jail is practical, the cost may be the real issue. Stickle's remarks came after the commissioners agreed to accept a grant of $184,000 to create a study to determine where a new prison would be built and how much it would cost to run the facility and build it. Study will identify just what kind of prison the county would build and, most importantly, where. Stickle says he does see the need for a new jail, and the current facility has many deficiencies, and something has to be done. By the looks of the campaign stops in Pennsylvania, you would think this was a presidential race. Associated Press says both President Biden and former President Trump were both in Pennsylvania within the past several days. Biden made several trips to Pennsylvania last week, including another stop in the Pittsburgh area, touting the get-out-and-vote message among unionized workers to get behind Democratic candidate John Fetterman and to celebrate Labor Day. Former President Trump, meanwhile, campaigned in Biden's backyard of Wilkes-Barre, his so-called backyard, stumping for both Mehmet Oz and Doug Mastriano. Pennsylvania's a key battleground state in the U.S. Senate. Some 700 nursing home workers went on strike last Friday. News reports suggest the workers entered into negotiations September 1st, but walked off the job Friday after those negotiations yielded no results. 14 nursing homes around the state are affected by the walkout. The workers are fighting for improved working conditions, including staffing issues, bedside care, and other issues. Report indicates no new negotiating sessions are scheduled, but workers are hopeful talks can resume in a timely manner. No nursing homes in our area were on that list. Several area counties in the region will receive funding for election work and workers. A report in the Altoona Mirror says Blair, Bedford, Center, Huntington, Clearfield, and Cambria counties will get money for the cost of County Board of Election duties, including voter registration applications, polling place staff payments, security, and printing of ballots, and paying for training for costs for election officials. Blair County will get nearly $400,000. Cambria County gets $440,000. Huntington County will receive $144,000, and Center County gets more than $500,000. Money will come from the Election Integrity Grant Program and will go to 64 of Pennsylvania's 67 counties. The money amounts were based on the number of registered voters in each county. Well, Penn State football at home kicks off Saturday, and the Altoona Mirror put out some information over the weekend regarding parking policy and what you can take into the stadium. Here you go. If you're permitted to bring in a clear plastic tote bag that must be 12 by 6 by 12 inches or smaller. You can also bring in a 4 by 6 by 1 wristlet. A little wallet, I guess. It's called a wristlet. Doesn't it sound nice? The paper also outlined football traffic patterns, which go into effect 4 hours before kickoff, 3.5 hours prior to noon kickoffs. School's also advising you to save your electronic ticket on your Apple Wallet or Google Pay before you enter the stadium. Go PSUSports.com has all of this information. The language we have to use now. Google Pay. Apps. Emojis. Here's Dave.
Okay.
See, that was a nice transition. Here's Dave.
Sure. It's no longer a secret. The Steelers have announced that Mitch Trubisky will be the opening day starter on Sunday when the Steelers visit Cincinnati. And most people thought, I mean, they're paying the guy $14 million, so many felt he would be the starter. And here's the sad part. Despite all the jockeying between Trubisky, Rudolph and Pickett are 2 and 3, respectively. That's wrong. Wrong, Mike Tomlin. Trubisky was also voted as a captain by his new teammates. Oh, isn't that nice? Cleveland raided the Steelers' cut list, signing two now former Steelers. Brown signing tight end Jesse James and offensive tackle Joe Haig yesterday. Both were on the Browns' practice field yesterday as they get ready to open the season against their former quarterback Baker Mayfield and Carolina on Sunday. 10 new head coaches in the NFL, too, this season as it gets ready to kick off Thursday. 5 of the new head coaches, first-timers. Good luck. Pirates and Mets. The Altoona Curve begin their final road trip of the season tonight with a game against Erie. Game time 6:05. You can hear it here on the flagship station for Altoona Curve Baseball. Talk radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. Altoona kind of behind the eight ball. 6.5 games behind both Erie and Bowie, and only 12 games remaining. That's sports, and you are listening to WRTA Mornings.
You can be their hero, their defense, their lifeline. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, call Childline, and trained professionals will listen and make referrals to investigative agencies to keep kids safe. Many cases of child abuse and neglect go unreported because someone didn't want to get involved. Don't look back and wonder, what if I made the call? Call Childline at 1-800-932-0313.
paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Here it is, the final homestand of the 2022 season. We've cooked the curve burgers, poured the drinks, and hit the baseball.
Hold up! The season's not over yet! We still have one more homestand to go!
The Curve return home Tuesday, September 13th, and 2022 is going out like a center field home run. Wednesday, September 14th, is 80s night.
Like, it's gonna be totally rad and some junk, so, like, tease your hair and put on your neon.
Thursday, September 14th, is the final Mountain City game thanks to Keller Engineers, and now you can bid on and win the jerseys the team has worn all season. Friday, September 16th, is the final t-shirt giveaway thanks to Gorilla House, Levin Furniture, and M&T Bank. Saturday, September 17th, is All-Star Classical Fireworks thanks to Sweat for Vets and First Energy. The last game of the season is Sunday, September 18th, and we have comedy contortionist Jonathan Burns here to send us out with some crazy entertainment. Get tickets by calling 877-99-CURVE, online at altoonacurve.com, or stopping by the P&G Field box office. The final homestand of the season is here. It's your last chance to go loco!
A flood watch remains in effect through Tuesday morning. Mostly cloudy and humid today with a couple of showers and a high of 75. Very cloudy tonight with a little rain, areas of fog, and a low of 62. Then Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a high of 72. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine Thursday, a couple of showers in the area, high on Thursday, 76. I'm AccuWeather's Holly Holdren on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
WRTA Altoona,
the gold one.
I just can't go wrong here.
I had to check on that to see if that was
no.
Leonid and Friends
no.
or if it was Chicago. Yeah.
This is the
original.
One and only.
Or the OG, as they say nowadays. I'm with you.
8:42, time to talk food. They were off yesterday, but they're off every Monday. Well, they're closed on Mondays. They're
they
not
who?
Grandview Meats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're closed on Monday. They're not off. They're closed for production. But they're back in business this morning because it's Tuesday. That means roast beef at the top of the menu, along with the ham dinner, steak tips and garlic pasta, stuffed peppers, chicken parmesan, and meatloaf. So that's today's lineup at Grandview Meats. Call 814-943-MEAT. That's 943-6328. If you would like to place your order, you can pick them up starting at 11:30. And if you go in Pleasant Valley Boulevard and 16th Street, look at the dry erase board. The menu is right there in front of where they prepare all the hot foods. And if you see a line through something, you can't get it no more.
See, if it's dry erase, just erase it. Don't make us have regrets. When we walk in and look at that thing, well, and our item that we were so looking forward to has been sold out.
Yeah, but then the board looks like it has a missing tooth. This way, if you put a line through it, it looks like it has braces.
Little dental talk on your Tuesday morning.
We give everything here. You know, we're pretty soon it'll be financial advice.
Oh, jeez.
How to save your change.
Yeah.
Which I do quite regularly.
Good.
Anyway, so that is, yeah, look at the dry erase board. That'll tell you what's there and what's not there. And of course, you could just ask Mel or Chris or their workers now. They've hired some extra help because they have just gotten so busy that they've hired on some people, which is great to see. When businesses do that, that means things are going well. And of course, we tout their wares every single morning. And you know by now they have a complete line of subs, hot and cold. No hot subs after 5, just out of consideration because they're getting ready to, you know, close the doors for the day. They have sweets, Chris's cake. Oh, boy, she's got 3 different types of cake now. The peanut butter and chocolate is still my favorite. Haven't had for a while. But Dave's yellow cake. The yellow cake with the big, thick chocolate frosting. And the chocolate cake with the white frosting. So there you go. And to go with that, on the other side of the dairy case all that great milk now. They have so many flavors of milk. You got white, you got strawberry, you got chocolate, you got creamsicle, and you've got the mocha drink, the coffee drink. So take your pick. And buttermilk. They have buttermilk too, I guess, right?
They do.
Okay. Probably use that for some good cooking. Mm-hmm. All right, so there you go. That's what you can get at Grandview Meats. And, of course, Grandview Meats means you can get fresh cuts of meat. Ask Mel if he can get it for you. If he has it for you, he'll get it for you.
Look, the boy can butcher. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, and I did not. I checked my email this morning and did not get the potluck special, but I'll get it. I'll have it tomorrow. But, again, everything's thrown off because of the Monday holiday. Mm-hmm. Everything gets pushed back a little bit. So, anyway, get into Grandview Meats. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5:30. Saturdays from 8 to 3. Pleasant Valley Boulevard, 16th Street. Very easy to find. And call 814-943-MEAT because Mel and Chris definitely are
Grandview Meats. All right, foodies, today, I'm not really all in on this. You make your own choices. It's National Coffee Ice Cream Day.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Coffee and mocha ice cream.
Okay, moving on then to the school lunch menu.
Well, it's better than pumpkin spice.
Let's go to Hollidaysburg.
Okay.
All right. Chicken Alfredo with pasta, one choice. Bosco cheese sticks with sauce. That. When you say Bosco, that doesn't bring to mind food for me for whatever reason. But, hey, it's Hollidaysburg, where they have veggies. That's right. They have seasoned broccoli, too, today. And tossed salad. And veggies. Today at Bellwood. Baked rigatoni, a seasoned, steamed, mixed vegetable assortment. And then diced pears.
And none of them are telling you about yellow goop.
No, yellow goop has been removed.
So as far as you know.
Here's the deal, kids. Just take your own butter because you don't want that stuff. It's BYOB.
Now,
bring your own butter.
Hold on.
Because you don't want to be eating that yellow goop, that Depression-era stuff that they spread on things.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
If they take their own, what are they supposed to do with it when they take it to school? It's like you're not going to walk into the cafeteria and say, can you hold this for me?
No, you put it in your locker, and when it's lunchtime, you stop at the locker, you get your... It's not like it's going to melt.
So it's going to sit out for 3 or 4 hours at room temperature. Would you
and
do that?
That's a problem. Why?
It could be. You never know.
It's air-conditioned.
Some schools.
Most schools.
Some schools.
Altoona. Yeah, despite raising our taxes, you're only getting mini corn dogs. French fries.
Mini French fries.
Nope, just French fries, it says. Now, also, to that end, baby carrots. Despite the tax increase, you only get baby carrots.
So you get baby carrots and mini what? Hot dogs.
Corn dogs.
Mini corn dogs. Well, whoa. Corn dogs.
And you get a choice of fruit.
Mini fruit.
No, just a choice.
Baby fruit.
No baby fruit. No baby fruit for you.
No fruit for you.
Today at Spring Cove, simple, cheeseburger on a bun, french fries, coleslaw, and featured fruit.
How else do you serve a cheeseburger?
That's perfect. What they did there
is
just perfect.
Perfect.
Tyrone today, General So chicken bowl, seasoned steamed broccoli, and applesauce. Today at Bishop Guilfoyle. Pasta with homemade meat sauce and fresh sliced bread. Carb up, kids. I'll be bouncing off the walls at BG. They have the WG roll, which we now know what it is.
Yeah, we do.
Whole grain. Yeah,
write that down. No, we don't have to write it down. I think it's ingrained in our memories.
Yes. All right. What else is there besides that? A garden side salad. Juicy sliced peaches, because when they're dry, they're just apricots. Red Delicious apple and diced pears. Holy fruit at BG. Williamsburg today, buffalo chicken dipper with fresh sliced bread. Seasoned steamed green beans, applesauce. And if you don't like a buffalo chicken dipper, You can have a cheeseburger on a bun or a PB&J sandwich. And today, Claysburg, it's Pizza Hut Day. The pepperoni has 33 carbs, but the cheese pizza from Pizza Hut has 34.
Well, that's if you leave it in the bottle.
Serving size. Give me the serving size.
Take it out of the wrapper. No calories. Leave it in the wrapper. 30 calories.
Okay. I didn't get it. Barbecue, bacon, baked beans. Baked beans with pizza.
No.
Baked beans fit in with a lot of things, but not peaches.
Pizza.
No.
No peaches either.
Applesauce as well. Take your drugs. All right. Where does that leave us? Could it be? It could be. It might be.
It is.
Back-to-back wins for Holidaysburg because of
What'd
the strength.
They do?
Chicken Alfredo.
Oh, yeah, that is
with
good.
With pasta.
Yeah.
So there, back-to-back wins for Holidaysburg. They're on a roll. And not a whole grain.
No pun intended. Not a WG roll.
Not a WG roll either. AccuWeather.
Whole grain. What a great call.
We got schooled on that.
Hi, you're on the morning show. Whole grain.
Okay. Click.
We'll never forget it, that's for sure.
All right. This afternoon, WRTA at 3, David Ickes joins Doug Herendeen for the show. AccuWeather says cloudy, humid, a couple of showers today and a high of 77. Considerable cloudiness, a few showers, areas of fog tonight, low of 62. Cloudy showers again tomorrow, high of 70. Little more sun, but still clouds and showers on Thursday and a high of 76. It is 67. It's cloudy. It is WRTA Mornings.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-838-4715 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-838-4715. That's 800-838-4715. What do you have to lose? Call 800-838-4715. Again, 800-838-4715.
Nothing is more exciting and heartwarming than seeing a young person overcome their fears and step into the competitive arena. Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA wants to reward these young stars by awarding them the Appalachian Running Company Youth Sports Star of the Week. Brought to you by Appalachian Running Company and Shoe Fly in the Pleasant Valley Shopping Center. Here's how it works. Go to WRTA.com and click on the Youth Sports Star graphic. Fill out the form with all the information about that young star and his or her achievements, big or small. And then click on submit. You can also call 814-943-6112 weekdays 9 to 5. We will announce a winner every Monday as the Appalachian Running Company Youth Sports Star of the Week. The winner will hear their name announced on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA and receive a memorable plaque detailing their achievement from Shields Trophy, Union Avenue, Altoona. It's the Appalachian Running Company Youth Sports Star of the Week with special thanks to Shields Trophy.
Thank you for making us Altoona's first choice for local news and information for 75 years. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
WRTA Mornings. Tomorrow, we're on the road again.
That we are, and we are always thrilled to be headed to Tom and Joe's. And downtown.
7 to 9 tomorrow morning, so come by, sit in the hot seat, grab the mic, and be a part of the program.
There, it's that easy.
It's that simple. We give you this opportunity. We give it to you every day on the phone. But now you have a chance to be there live and in person and see how it really works and feel how it really works.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. We would love it for people to come by. Tell us what you think about the election. What you think about the economy? What you think about, maybe something happening locally?
You know, Dr. Oz was with us. So,
yeah, anything. You know, anything you want to bring to the table. You know, come by tomorrow. It's a friendly atmosphere. It's a great atmosphere. And you get a good breakfast to boot.
No doubt about that. I think I'm rolling down the SOS trail tomorrow.
I just have to remember.
That you're leaving.
You're
leaving.
Rub it in. Well, I have to leave. It's my TV day. And I have to really, I don't know if I'm going to actually dress in my TV clothes and do the radio and then just go right over or just go home after and trade my radio clothes for TV clothes.
Okay, Rich Eisen.
There are two different wardrobes.
Rich Eisen.
Because radio.
There he is.
Radio clothes are shorts. Okay? I can't wear them on. I can't wear shorts on TV.
Yeah, because you don't want to see those legs.
No. No, they're turkey legs. They are as white as turkey meat. I got no. You know what? I stopped doing that years ago. I would really tan up the arms and the legs. And when I was working out, believe it or not, I did 20 years ago, I would get my tan literally at Mansion Park. People would think I went to the beach or went to Hawaii or whatever. I said, no, I just walk around Mansion Park, do my run the steps, do the track. And I got a great tan, but I stopped doing that. You know, because in my 20s, I was obsessed with getting a tan, but now I could care less. I really don't need it. I mean, who cares? I mean, you know, it's not good for your skin. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you know, dermatologists say that you should probably not do that.
Exactly. So I took their advice. So, and then those of you that are tanned up, you know, have at it. Good. That's great for you. I just don't care to do it anymore.
Yes, indeedy doody.
So there's your dermatological advice for the day.
By the way, I wanted to extend a thank you for the warm welcome that I received at PNG Field from the Altoona Curve staff as I got to fill in for you on Saturday. And of course, there were 5,500 people there, too.
Well, so. Of course, yeah. And you know what was funny? I said to the guys, and I said this to Tony during the game Saturday night, I said, you know, in every year that I've been a Curve Stadium announcer, which has been all of them, I've stayed for one fireworks show.
Mm-hmm.
One. It was the 4th of July many, many years ago. One. Saturday night, we could hear the fireworks at Mansion Park, and from the press box, we could see them. Mm-hmm. So I actually got my second Curve fireworks show. This time I got it at Mansion Park.
That's why the play-by-play kind of drifted off there during that time period. By the way, there was one thing that you were extremely accurate about. And, you know, at my age, it's not like I've never seen a fireworks display before. And Rich told me, oh, this will be great for you because then you can leave and avoid the traffic. And it was like, as soon as I said my goodnights over the microphone, I got in the elevator, went down, went into my car, and just kind of drove away. And it just worked out really nice.
Now, were there people in the lot standing by their cars waiting for the fireworks?
There were people walking toward the parking garage that were kind of doing a really slow walk, you know.
Well, that's the best place to see them, actually, because they're behind the fence and they're right near the Skyliner there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's one more fireworks show the next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, the final Saturday of the regular home season. So, hard to believe we're saying that, but man, it went quick. Couldn't believe it, but it did. Speaking of that,
March Madness is just around the corner of your block.
Yeah, really. So it's 2023. We're promoting tickets for next year. But we'll be at Tom and Joe's tomorrow. So please, you know, come by, see us, spend a few minutes, have a laugh, and have a breakfast.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
I got to remember that we're there so I don't do the news and sports and then come in here at 7 o'clock and say, where is everybody? The next man will come in and say, aren't you supposed to be at Tom and Joe's? And I'll say, yeah, see you, bye. Oh, that's your line.
Yeah. All right. See you, bye.